listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the national news briefing. China has halted its military drills around Taiwan after almost a week, but says war preparations will continue. Beijing has warned it'll use force if it could not take control by peaceful means, wanting to unify the independent island with the mainland by all means necessary. Donald Trump has refused to answer questions at a New York investigation into his family's businesses, the former US president invoking his Fifth Amendment despite saying back in 2018 that's what the mob does.
You see, the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
He's responded with a statement saying he now knows when people use it, when your family and company have become the target of a politically motivated witch hunt. The latest from Choice shows 90% of Australians have seen household bills and expenses go up over the past year, while close to a quarter of those surveyed admitted they were struggling financially. So what can we do? Well, we're being urged to review spending, health insurance and power and gas providers, and to renegotiate loans and credit cards if possible. And more Australian landmarks have lit up in pink overnight to honour Olivia Newton-John. This time, the Sydney Opera House, after Melbourne paid tribute on Tuesday night after news of her passing. Meantime, we've been flocking to watch her movies. Grease aired on Channel 9 Tuesday evening, drawing in 442,000 people, winning the time slot, while the likes of Xanadu are trending on Stan. The Panthers will face the Storm tonight after a week of headlines around the Raiders coach spray of player Jamin Salmon, while Wendell Saylor believes Penrith star Nathan Cleary's kicking technique tops the long bombs of Dogs 5'8", Matt Burton.
I personally think Nathan Cleary's the best all-round kicker, but Burton as a winger and as a fullback, he hits it so sweetly and they just swing, even when he doesn't hit it sweetly, they're
incredible.
And Broncos coach Kevin Walters has revealed to News Corp that Jake Turpin won't be at the club beyond this season. Canberra has thrown its support behind a new 19th AFL team to be based in Tasmania. Federal Infrastructure Minister Catherine King says the priority should be to get the new licence approved by the AFL. Then attention can turn to plans for a new state-of-the-art stadium for Hobart. The Tassie government is pitching for the team without committing to the stadium and has said it will only pay half the bill for any new facilities. And Carlton has confirmed they'll appeal the tribunal's decision to uphold Patrick Cripps's two-game ban. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny for Brisbane, 22 the top, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 20, partly cloudy for Sydney and 19. While there's a few showers for Melbourne, chasing 15 degrees, a possible shower on the way for Hobart, a top of 14, showers in Adelaide 2 and 16, partly cloudy for Perth, 19 the top. The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.